98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. The head coach of your Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, with Burns and Gambo.
Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, and unfortunately, it does not come in the midst of a playoff run, which is too bad. The playoffs have started, and the Coyotes are not involved, but man, they gave it a heck of a run.
Coach of the year!
Right up until the very end.
The award!
Joining us right now, the head coach of the Coyotes, Rick Tocchet. He joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Had a chance to decompress from the season yet, Coach?
I don't know, man. I was on the couch last night watching some games. So it's what great games to watch. It makes you just even hungrier. Just you want in. Like if you look at the games last night,
the Columbus game. How about that Columbus game?
Yeah.
Oh my good. Down 3-0 to come back and win with 4 goals down 3-0, and that very rarely ever happens in playoff hockey.
Well, and Tampa's a powerhouse. Like who's kidding who? Like they're a powerhouse. You're up 3-0. It just goes to show you, if you get it, it can happen. St. Louis beats Winnipeg. I mean, you know, obviously San Jose gave it to Vegas. Like, these are, you know, the Islanders winning overtime. So this is the stuff I hope our players are watching. It makes you even hungrier to come back, even hungrier to get in this thing.
Yeah, nice to see the Islanders take down the Penguins last night, wasn't it?
Well, I can't be right with the Penguins. That's my old team, boy.
I know, but I'm an Islander fan, so I love seeing the best. Love seeing them win a game. Nassau Coliseum, I mean, you know, you played there. I mean, it's a much more intimate setting now than it was back then. They only seat like 10 or 11,000 people in there, but when they pack that place, it gets loud.
That is a great venue. I know that the building's a little older. Obviously, they're going to get a new building themselves eventually, but that is a good venue. They're loud and they're on top of you for sure.
So ultimately, in the final analysis, were the injuries just too much to overcome, or was there something else down the stretch that if you look back on it kind of gnaws at you about the end of your regular season, Coach?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you got to try to evaluate it for what it is. I mean, obviously the injuries took its toll. I mean, we squeezed a lot of juice out of some guys. You know, I think that road trip to Florida, kind of the 0-3-1, kind of hurt us a little bit. I don't know if it was we're tired of the travel. There was two games there. I thought the Jersey game and the Florida game, we weren't playing that playoff hockey we did against Tampa. And then obviously when we played the Islanders, it was a great hockey game. You know, then you get a Colorado credit. I mean, they went 8. I don't think they lost a game in 10 games. They went 8-0-2. You know, and their big guys, McKinnon and Barry, all those guys, Landeskog came through for them. So when it's all said and done, are you happy? I'm happy the steps, but I don't want us to rest on just because we didn't make the playoffs. Our laurels, we had a good year. We got to make the playoffs next year.
Are you more upset with the 0-3-1 trip or the loss at home to the Kings?
The 0-3-1. I mean, the Kings, we had 50-some shots. We had a couple of, like, we actually played it. Yeah, I can't fault the guys. The guys played hard. We ran into a hot goalie. The 0-3-1, I thought maybe we didn't prepare in a couple of games as good as we should have mentally. A couple of players I thought were just very, very average for that setting, that desperation hockey we needed. I didn't like a couple of guys, you know, their game, right? And I think that kind of hurt us.
Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Now the Coyotes season is done. This is sort of our exit interview with the head coach of the Coyotes, but we are obviously very grateful for him for joining us every Wednesday at 3:30. This offseason, what is the most important message? What is the most important thing? What is on the Rick Tocchet to-do list when it comes to this hockey team and this organization this offseason?
Well, listen, we got to get better as a staff, coaching staff. We can't sit around and say, hey, we did a good job. You know, every coaching staff is going to try to think outside the box. Is there going to be something we can do better as a staff to score more goals? Is there something better as an organization? You know, I've talked to John Chaika. We've already had a bunch of meetings. What game plan we're going to do to get some people that can score. There are guys here that, you know, like I think Clayton Keller is going to have a really good year next year. I think this was a This was a learning year for him to understand. I think Galchenyuk coming in healthy, he's got some different training things he's going to do, is going to score. So there's people in who are on our team right now that will score. I know we'll score more. And if we have to look outside, we will. So that's something that we just have to keep this summer. Like, it's not like I just sit on the beach all summer. I mean, there's certain things that I want to do, our staff's going to do, obviously going to visit some players, watch some of these guys train, and a lot of guys are going to stick around, train around here, so which is nice. I love when players train together. I do like that.
I won't hold you to this, but right now, in your mind, who is your number one goalie heading into the season next year? Is it Darcy Kemper or Antti Raanta?
Well, first of all, it's a tough question because we have to get Rantz physically and mentally healthy. He's had a tough go, with his injuries. So this is a big summer for him. He's got to get competitive this summer in some of his training and stuff, so he can be ready to go. And Kemps, can he maintain a level he did? I mean, he just took his game to another level. He took his mind, his mental, aspect to another level that he never knew he had. So these are good things to have. I have no problem having 1A and 1B. I mean, if you look at some of the teams that are in the playoffs, look at it. Well, I mean, it depends. You got to earn your spurs, right? I don't know.
Okay, so you're saying that you need camp to determine it, that right now you don't have a decision in your mind. You need to wait until camp to be able to make that decision.
Well, I don't know if that's a fair of the camp, but the first 20 games are going to be, that could dictate a lot.
We have to come out
of the gate. I like to see us come out a little bit stronger than the last couple of years, obviously. And I didn't mind our start, and the results weren't as good, but I thought we played hard. We just couldn't score. But I like to see us get out of the gate. If you look at our second halves of both years, we've been one of the top teams, top five, six, seven teams. It's the start for us. And, so I need a goalie, and both are capable to come in mentally prepared to have that number one job.
Sorry, Toc, I didn't mean to cut you off. Rick Toc, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show, you mentioned something about Kemper that I wanted to kind of circle back and ask you. When you've kind of had that sort of breakout season that he had, how difficult is that as a professional athlete to maintain that, to grow upon that, when that kind of came out of, for a lot of people, it came out of nowhere?
It's hard. It's hard because it's going to get harder. I mean, Kemps is, to maintain that, he's going to have to push himself even harder mentally and training wise. So, the reason is, if everybody could do it, then, you could do it every year, and it's hard, right? Is there a reason why the Carey Prices and, Brodeur, when he played, why could they play so many games? Because they were very mentally tough, and obviously they had the physical attributes. So it's hard. So, he's going to have to push himself even harder. But for a guy that, what he did for me, especially the last 40, he played 23 straight. That is a start to being a one strong mentally goalie. I'll tell you that. That is hard to do.
Scoring was an issue for you guys 5-on-5. It was. It was a major issue. You'll get some power play goals here. I know you want to, be better on power plays defended. But scoring 5-on-5 has to change. I mean, you've got to give the goalie some help there. How do you guys expect to do that? Do you think you could do it internally with what you have? Or does this team need to go out and go get themselves a bona fide, frontline scorer?
Well, I think there's a lot of questions in that, Gambo. I think the one thing for me is I have to get these, whatever players I get, I have to get them to buy into the concept that they're playing, I call it through the box. Like, I thought at times this year, some guys were very perimeter, and it's my job to get them size to get inside. And that's it. You talk to any coach, whether it's basketball or football, whatever, is getting inside, playing in the trenches. That's something we got to do, get better as a team. That's something I, as a coach, I got to get these guys to do. I take that personally because, you watch this playoffs. Look at the goals. Look what's going on. Look at the people, what they're trying to do. They're trying to get inside. I mean, there's ice bags after these games. Like, there's ice bags. I want our team to have a mentality. Defending the puck, I think we have that mentality. I think we do a hell of a job defending. We were top five this year defending. I mean, that's a great feather in our cap. But offensively, and I know we need skill. I mean, we all know, John knows we want to get some skill, but there's people there in our lineup that I know can go harder, and they can get those extra goals. So that's our job this summer to create that those concepts and then that mindset.
Doc, you've been a real stand-up guy with us all year. We would expect nothing but that from you. We appreciate all the time, all the interviews, all the conversation. Enjoy the off-season. It's only a matter of time until we'll be talking to you before next season. So we appreciate you swinging by, okay?
Thanks, boys. I appreciate the support.
Hey, would you would you take Kyler Murray with the number one pick if you're the Cardinals?
Yes, I would.
And you would trade Josh Rosen?
Well, I mean, I don't know the guy really that well. I don't. I hate to, I don't like making trades. I can't, but I would take Kyler Murray. Yes.
Okay, so you'd make Kyler Murray the quarterback if you had the choice.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I would.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
Another one in the Kyler Murray corner.
I hope I didn't make some upset some people.
Nah.
See, Gamble, you're going to get some controversy here now. See?
No. We're all debating this. We're all sports fans, right? We're just debating it. Who should they take? Should they
That's
take
true,
Murray?
You're right. That's true.
Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Rick Tocchet.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man.